this is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're
making. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday, the 15th of April, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we honor the passing of a Vancouver institution as we look back at our favorite memories of the Railway Club, the downtown pub that closed its doors for the last time earlier this month. We'll play music from a small number of the great bands, both local and from around the world, that played there over the years, and our usual look at what else is going on around town this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
That, of course, is the great Louis Jordan and the song Choo Choo to Boogie to get us kicked off on this tribute to the Railway Club. The Railway Club was around for, I guess, about 80 years altogether. It was started in 1935 as a social club, a place for people, basically people who worked at the railway down at the rail yards, both at Falls Creek and at the Roundhouse, and also at the passenger terminal at the north end of Granville Street. And it was actually, the official name of was the Railway Men's Club. In 1935, it was a time when liquor laws were very restrictive. You think it's bad now. At the time, only certain kinds of alcohol could be served in certain kinds of establishments. Hotels had beer parlors where all they could serve was draft beer. You couldn't get wine in restaurants. You couldn't have a drink and watch a show at the same time, except at private clubs. If you had a private club license, you could do all those things. And there were many. Some of them still exist. The Royal Vancouver Yacht Club is one. There's a few others that I can't think of at the top of my head. There was one called the Mariners Club. But the Railwaymen's Club was on Dunsmuir Street. Well, you know, the location is still there. Dunsmuir and Seymour since 1935. And in the 70s, it really started to decline. There weren't as many people working in the railway, so the club itself couldn't sustain itself that much. And in 1980, it was taken over by a man named Bob Williams, who was a cabinet minister in the NDP government of Dave Barrett in the 70s. And he also owned a hotel in Port Moody called the Barnett Motor Inn. And he got together with some other friends of his who were fellows that had worked together in logging camps, Roger, Ron, and Art, who had their own bar up at 41st and Knight called the Molly Hogan. So Bob Williams from Port Moody and the guys from the Molly Hogan came together downtown and formed the Railway Club and opened it up as a... And they call it your neighborhood pub in the heart of town. And it was really a gathering place for all kinds of people, lawyers from the local offices, shift workers from the post office, students from the Vancouver School of Art. The Emily Carr College, which is now on Granville Island, was originally on Pender Street. So it was a gathering place for a whole bunch of variety of different kinds of people. And it was open from noon until 2 o'clock in the morning. And at night, it was live music. Amazing numbers of great bands, local bands that are getting their breaks, big international acts that went on to become even bigger that kind of got their Vancouver start at the Railway Club. And one of the biggest success stories to come out of the Railway Club is ironically closing their chapter this weekend, Spirit of the West. Which was started by three fellas from North Vancouver, John, Jay, and Jay. No, John, Jay, and Jeff, sorry. And they playing their own variety of Celtic-inspired rock and roll. And they were performed up at the Railway Club and then, of course, went on to great success around the world. And unfortunately, because of the untimely illness of lead vocalist John Mann, they have finally hung up the cords and the drums and the whistles, and they're playing their last show at the Commodore this weekend. So we wish a great luck to them. But let's hear how it all started. This was one of the first songs I actually heard from Spirit of the West, and it celebrated their North Shore roots. It's called The Crawl.
One afternoon on the shores of Ambleside, we were sitting there quite peacefully with the rising of the tide, when an idea it came to mind for to usher in the fall, and we all agreed next Friday night we'd go out on the crawl. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore, drinkers and carousers like you've never seen, and this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to
with all stops in between. Well, we planned to have a gay old time, the cash we did not spare. Oh, we left all the cars at home and paid the taxi fare. I got out to Horseshoe Bay a little after five. From a table in the corner I heard familiar voices rise. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. They're anchors and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between. Both spirits, they run high that night, old stories we did share. Of the days when we were younger men and never had a care. On the beer flowed like a river hand, we drank the keg near dry. So we drained down all our glasses and we're thirsty by and by. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. We're anchors and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between. Royal Hotel, the Rusty Gulls, where Rigger and Queen's Cross. We started off with eight good boys, but half had gotten lost. And you'll never keep the lads together when their eyes begin to rove. And there were just the three of us that made it to Deep Cove. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. They're anchors and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between. We arrived out at the Raven just in time for the last call. The final destination of this, the first annual crawl. We dug deep into our pockets, there was no money to be found. 9 miles home, and for walking we are bound. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. They're anchors and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. They're anchors and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by
ooh. doing just fine. And then I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and back. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand that when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I just gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand that when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Beneath God's clear blue sky. So let me travel this land, from the mountains to the sea, for that's the life I believe He meant for me. God's called home, your rambling man.
So that's Linda McCrae, who is also connected with both of the other groups we heard before that. Katie Lang, of course, in there with Hanky Panky, and we started the set off with Spirit of the West. All groups, all acts, musicians, artists who really have the Railway Club to thank for a lot of their success. As I mentioned before, Spirit of the West hanging it up tonight at the Commodore. Katie Lang, of course, she's originally from Edmonton, and the Railway Club was her first Vancouver gig. I think it was either 84 or 85. I do remember that by the time Expo 86 came along, she was already well on her way. But it was the good folks at the Railway Club that really gave her the start. And when she started, she had this whole shtick going on. It was her band was called The Reclines, Katie Lang and The Reclines, and it was all about the reincarnation of Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline was her big inspiration, and she had cut off cowboy boots and horn rim glasses with no frames and big country skirts and all that jazz, and it was a crazy show that she put on, and lots of fun, and really took things off. And of course, Linda was everywhere. She played with so many different bands in the 80s, and Terminal City was one, and I can't even remember any of the other ones. But and then she, of course, toured with Spirit of the West for many years until finally
heading off to Nashville and starting her own amazing solo career. And every time she comes back to Vancouver, she's even bigger than before. So great. In fact, Linda was actually going to call us in, but we couldn't quite figure out how to make it work. She's in Denmark right now performing for the Danes. So if she wasn't in Denmark, she would probably be here talking to us. If you have any kind of memories of the Railway Club that you want to share for the next 40 minutes, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 604-822-2487. 822-2487. That's UBC CITR for those of you that use letters. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have, you know, a favorite band that you saw, you know, a favorite story of, you know, what your memories are of that place, it would really, we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the CITR connection to the Railway Club.
Silence is what you already have. Right now. But you need to let it in.
Patrick Shen's film, In Pursuit of Silence, extrapolates along philosophical and spiritual lines to offer a quietly nuanced portrait of our relationship with silence. Meditative cinematography and a minimal piano score complements interviews with scholars, physicians, and inventors as they discuss how silence is an integral and necessary part of being fully human. In Pursuit of Silence screens at Doxa on May 7th and 11th. See doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details.
Canada Film Week is going on right now at the Van City Theatre on Seymour Street, and we are highlighting one particular film. It's called The Smalls, Forever is a Long Time, and it is about the band, The Smalls. And it's playing tonight at 8:45 and Monday at 8:45 at the Van City Cinema on Seymour Street. I'll read you the blurb. It says, metal, punk, country, jazz, one of a kind, The Smalls were a legendary musical phenomenon, one of the strangest things ever to come out of Edmonton. After suddenly saying goodbye forever at the peak of their success and 13 years apart, they reformed for one last redemptive tour, closing the loop internally as bandmates estranged for friends and their long adoring fans. Forever is a long time after all. So that's going on, as I said, tonight and Sunday, Monday at the Van City. And then that's also going in combination with a movie from 1923 called Grub State Remix. This is a unique cinema hybrid that crosses between the worlds of performance, documentary, and narrative fiction. Victoria native Neil Shipman's 1923 pioneer melodrama The Grubstake gets a new lease on life with Shakespearean dialogue and a new score performed by contemporary actors and musicians. And once again, that is at the Van City Cinema. And that's happening on Sunday at 6:30 and Wednesday, April the 20th at 3:50. Okay, let's get back to the tunes. Now, we're talking about the Railway Club this hour, which, as we heard, closed its doors forever earlier this month after really a long, slow, painful decline. Back in the 80s and 90s, the Railway Club was the place to be in Vancouver. Any night of the week, if you wanted to go up there to see the band, oftentimes you'd have to stand in line on that long stairway for half an hour or more before Stan would finally agree to let you in and see some incredibly amazing acts. And CITR had a long-standing relationship with the Railway Club. They were really good to us as far as bringing on the bands that we wanted to promote and doing partnerships and presentations, and helped us kick off the Great Vancouver Music Showcase that is now known, well, has always been known, as Shindig. It was sort of called a battle of the bands, but it never really was a battle. It was really just a way to get people to see new acts. And it played at the Railway Club, and then it also played at the Savoy, which is sort of a sister club to the Railway Club in Gastown. And in 1985, I think it was, if I can't find the date on it, but it was around that time, CITR produced an album through Zulu Records called Shindig, Live at the Savoy.
And it's at the Savoy, but as I said, you know, it's the Railway Club and the Savoy are pretty much the same place, just different locations. And this album features six bands that were featured on in Shindig, and we're going to hear from some of them, and we're going to hear from some other Shindig favorites as well. We're going to kick off, though, with a group led by Stephen Drake, who later went on to form Odds, and the band is called Nerve Tubes.
Well, anyway, I was riding the bus and I overheard this conversation and I wrote it down word for word, and this is our new song. One, two, three, four!
Oh, yeah, yeah, be careful. There might be some sensitive language in this song. Just be warned. They sure did. Oh yeah, many times. Yeah. Do you want to come on the air and talk about them? Okay. Yeah, me too. No, I've got plenty here of them. I'll play them really soon. Thanks for calling.
Accept the prize. You accept the prize.
That is Meow, another Shindig band featuring Nico Case on vocals and drums, who, of course, also went on to great things, starting off at the Railway Club. You're listening to Memories of the Rail, CITR 101.9 FM, a special tribute to our favorite downtown bar that has closed its doors forever, and we're just looking back at some of our memories of the last 30 years. You're welcome to call in 604-822-2487. We heard the Enigmas in there by request from a caller who chose not to come on the air and share her memories, but talked about how much fun she had, especially seeing the Enigmas there. And of course, the Enigmas were fronted by Paul McKenzie, who is now the driving force behind the Real McKenzies. And there's a whole bunch of other stories around that that I could go on forever about. I do have one written submission here from CITR alumnus and local hero Janice McKenzie, who is hard at work today and unable to join us, but she sent on a little note that she asked us to share with you. She said, "I'm really sorry I couldn't make it to there, but just wanted to add that I met future bandmates at the Railway Club. Judge Shindig there treated it a bit like my living room, and for years and years felt totally comfortable going there day or night by myself, confident I would meet people I knew and liked there. And that's a pretty rare thing for a nightclub or bar, especially for a woman." And I couldn't agree with you more on that, Janice. It definitely felt like my home as well. There was lots of special events that occurred there. Friends got married. We said goodbye to friends. Dave Watson from the Georgia Strait was one. Ross Drummond from the Golden Calgarians was another one. And lots of other folks celebrated birthdays, celebrated all kinds of special events at the Railway Club. In fact, Janice's note was that she thought that her own wake would be attended to at the Railway Club. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen now, but we'll find a place for you, Janice. You don't worry about that. Let's see here. Some of the other stuff, like the Hard Rock Miner sing-alongs, the Saturday afternoon jams, and she was always thrilled when Janet Forsythe, I didn't talk much about the Forsythes. I mentioned Bob Williams. Bob had two grown stepchildren, Steve and Janet Forsythe. And Steve and Janet were really the heart and soul of the place. They were the ones that kept it running. Steve was the bar manager. Janet was the band booker. And between the two of them, they kept that place running really, really well. And it was always a very supportive place for local bands and a friendly place for local folks to go and hang out. Halloween shows. A lot of the stuff that Janice is mentioning in this letter are my own memories as well, because we both performed there on stage. We both hosted Halloween costume contests and other events there as well. And of course, the big New Year's Eve party every year was the highlight of the year at the Railway Club. And so once again, many thanks to all those involved over the last 35 years who kept that place going and made it a memorable spot for all of us. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to finish off with some more local memories and local music and local stuff, and that's all coming up right after this.
Show your love for Discord and Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guests, DJs, and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
As the second of only two current Black Lives Matter chapters in Canada, Black Lives Matter Vancouver Coalition was founded to stand in virtual solidarity with our East Coast friends who camped for 15 days outside of Toronto's police headquarters after the police officer who murdered Black Torontonian Andrew Locu was not charged with any crimes. Now we want to take back our solidarity to the streets of Vancouver. While the Black population of Vancouver is small due to histories of violent erasures of our communities from around British Columbia, we want to be visible and we want to be heard. This also means we look to our allies for support, attendance, generosity, and kindness. On Sunday, April 17th, we'll be gathering in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery from 12 to 2 p.m. in solidarity with the work done by our friends and family in Toronto and other activists of color across Turtle Island who have faced violence, brutality, and ignorance, and yet have responded with vigilance, resilience, and determination. This event will be a celebration of Black lives, an uplifting of Black stories and voices, and a declaration of our presence here as marginalized groups. We'll also use this time to acknowledge and explore our presence as Black activists on unceded Coast Salish land and explore how we can work as settlers of color in supporting Indigenous communities. The event will feature speeches and performances. There will be light snacks. There's a link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, but all you have to remember is be in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery at 12 noon on Sunday. Okay, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to take a quick look now at the call board, which I didn't bring up in time. I'm just not on top of it again. Well, when am I ever on top of it, really? Okay, tell you what, I'm going to play something first, and I'll come back and do the call board.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Renegade Arts Company doing Hair, the musical, the classic 60s Broadway show, looking for an Afro-Canadian male to play the role of HUD. Rehearsals begin May 8th. Contact renegadearts@outlook.com. Bring On Tomorrow Company is doing Fame, the musical, based on the 1980 film. And this is directed by Lelanya Lindberg. And that is going to be happening in August. The auditions are tomorrow, April 16th. And bringontomorrow@gmail.com is the address, or the email. And the website is bringontomorrowco.com. Here's a show for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. It's Leanne Kosmiski's Bad Match. And that is happening, as I said, at the Fringe in September. The auditions are this weekend at 328 West 8th Avenue. Looking for one male actor with excellent range and comedic timing. Looking for someone who can play up to 8 different distinct characters. Sidekick Players in Tawasin doing Looking by Norm Foster. That audition is this weekend. About Love Festival, which is a festival of 8 short plays that have been chosen from about 200 submitted. Some of the directors include friends of the show, John Dickinson, Michael Q. Adams, Shelby Bushnell. Production is happening in June. The auditions are next week, April 19th, 22nd, and 24th. And there's 8 different plays happening, so they need up to 21 actors of all ages and ranges and genders and abilities and that. So go to tomosuruplayers.com. That's TOMOSURU players.com. Awkward Stage doing Carry On the Musical, and that will be directed by UBC grad and friend of the show, Sarah Harrison. That's a Fringe Festival production. Auditions are on Thursday at Carousel Theater. All are welcome from ages 18 to 65. But you know what? If you're 66, show up anyway. How to Adult, the musical, another Fringe Festival show. And this is happening, let's see, the auditions are next weekend, April 22nd and 25th. They're looking for 4 20-somethings. The characters are 4 20-somethings who are trying to get their shit together in present-day Vancouver. And I don't mean 420 like in, 420. I mean 4 people who are in their 20s. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But, you know, to each his own, right? Let's see here. We've got anything else coming up right away. Concierge of Vancouver, Vancouver Matchmaker Theater production. That is happening in October, and the auditions are on Saturday, April 30th. I know there was another Fringe show here. It's not there. But if you are interested in any of these or other productions, you can find details at VancouverActorsGuide.com or VPL.ca. Okay, another one of our favorite Railway Club bands who have been there like almost from the very beginning. Well, they kind of got started in the late 80s, Expo 86, I think, is when they started busking on the streets. And they eventually moved upstairs and took over the first Monday of every month for years and years and years. It's still going at the Emerald now. It's the Hard Rock Miners doing their Hard Rock Miners sing-along. This isn't a sing-along, but you can sing along if you like. Unbelievable. We're out of time. That's it. That's all the time we got. It's been great. This has been a great hour. I've really enjoyed just sort of going back in time and remembering some really great moments. And there's plenty more to where that came from. And, you know, the Dave Radio Facebook page is a great place if you have some other memories you want to share.
And thanks again to Janice for including hers in there, and to our listeners for calling in and adding their requests, and just making the whole show all that more special. Speaking of special events, and it's kind of timely and appropriate that I mention this right now, because the Hard Rock Miners, Paul Gould, the mandolin player, he has a daughter named Diva, and Diva is now known as Diva Mercedes, one of the great burlesque artists in town. And she's not part of this show, but she has often performed with this group. Geek Enders is who I'm talking about, and they have a brand new Star Wars adventure to share with you, and it's on at the Rio tonight. I went to see a sneak preview last night, and man, oh man, these kids are amazing. The talent on stage is just fantastic, and the writing, the acting, the singing, the dancing, and all the other crazy stuff that goes on. The tattoos, oh my goodness, the tattoos and the pasties, just for that alone. Just for the tattoos and the pastings, you want to go see this. It's at the Rio tonight and tomorrow night, and there's another special show that's been added on May the 4th, and I'm sure there'll be other extra shows added on to that. If there are still tickets available, make sure you get them right now. This is another huge success by Geek Enders. It's called The Force is Shaken. It's a parody of the brand new Star Wars movie, and lots of references to that in there as well. Special tip of the hat to Trixie Hobbitz's Fairleth Harvey, who writes this stuff and directs it, and Patrice Bowler, who does the choreography. And I guess can't say enough about how great this show is. I'm really grateful that they let me get into the sneak preview, and really glad I got to see it. All right, that's it. We got to go. So before we go, we got one more song I'm going to play. And I'm going to say my goodbyes first. So let me find my goodbyes. All right. So first of all, do you know this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? You type CITR Dave Radio in the search box, click on my face, and remember to subscribe. Check out some of your other favorite CITR shows as well. We're all there on iTunes, and it's free. Don't forget, tomorrow is Record Store Day. Listen to CITR all afternoon. Celebrate your favorite vinyl merchants, Beat Street Records, Neptune, Red Cat, and Vinyl Records. We'll be broadcasting from all those locations all day long, so check that out. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed all or any of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, just like we did, you can check us out at CITR.ca. And Eleanor and Erica are up next with Femme Concept Nardwar at 3:30. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Okay, we're going to finish with one last song. This is one of the great artists who have spent many, many an hour performing on stage at the Railway Club. And this is from his very first album with his very first band, a group from White Rock called the Schmorgs. This is Art Bergman. Bye-bye.
We need entertainment. Where are those gala affairs? We need love and libation. Maybe a breath of fresh air. Can't wait for no wonder love. Something fast, something sleek. Oh, I'm feeling so weak. You say you found somebody who loves you. Well, that's alright, sugar. Loving ain't hanging around my door anymore. 'Cause everything nowadays is all dressed up in real superior top clothes. But take a look at me, honey, see how far I'm gone. One of these days you're gonna realize just what you want. You're gonna leave behind you everything you need. You know this change in me just started so innocently. Grab the whole body.
and the people till you fall back to the ground. Who needs entertainment when you've got me? I could be mistaken, and I don't know. Think I better figure it out in my head. An exhortation is an order today. I'm feeling so free and lazy. I'm just so sad and crazy, forgetting everything that I used to do. I'm feeling so free and lazy. I'm just so sad and crazy, forgetting everything that I ever knew. Ooh, ah, ah, ooh. See you next year. You've got me. I could be mistaken.